We are delaying the start of our scheduled program to bring you a special broadcast from a warship off Okinawa Island in the Pacific, where American troops are still moving ahead. We take you, after a brief pause, to Admiral Turner's flagship.
This is Luke Lemieux speaking from the invasion area of Okinawa Jima. Vice Admiral Richmond Kerry Turner could easily qualify as the Navy's number one Jap chaser.
As commander of the 5th Amphibious Force,
Admiral Turner has landed more troops and supplies on more islands than any naval officer in history. Just how he does it would require volumes of explanation. But that he does it effectively is evidenced by the distress with which the Japs react to mention of his name. By their own admission, the Japs regard Admiral Turner as a menace worthy of their closest attention. It all started back in August of 1942, when Admiral Turner commanded the first amphibious operation in the Pacific, with landings in the Southern Solomons. Since then, well, the story is just too well known. It is a privilege to introduce Admiral Turner and to ask his reactions to this, his latest and most successful landing triumph. Admiral Turner, were there any key tactical moves upon which the success of the Okinawa landings depended?
I think the principal tactical move which permitted our troops to land without much fighting came from the Japanese. Apparently, they evacuated our main beaches the day before we arrived. Of course, General Buckner and I are very grateful to the Japanese general in command for his thoughtfulness in letting us land without opposition. The answer is that the Japanese general is chiefly responsible for our early success.